882 6PR. This is Chrissy Morrissey.
Actress Debbie Reynolds has joined the final roll call of 2016, passing away just one day after the death of her daughter, Carrie Fisher. And Peter Ford is joining us online to recap a fabulous life. 84 very jam-packed years, Peter Ford.
Oh, absolutely, Chrissy, and you're right. It is an extraordinary life and career that we celebrate today, going back to the MGM musicals, being a huge headliner in Las Vegas, a Broadway star, somebody whose own personal life had lots of interesting twists and turns, you know, her love life and the fact that she spent most of her adult years, right up until the last couple of years, broke. But she kept on working. She got ripped off by men in her life, and she basically had to keep the money coming in, and that saw her opening her own casino in Las Vegas, which had sort of mixed results, to be honest. It saw her selling off her incredible collection of Hollywood costumes, which she'd collected through the years. I mean, quite literally, great costumes that were just going to be thrown in the rubbish bin. She'd go and collect and have them restored, and she desperately wanted to open a museum of Hollywood costumes, and that never did happen. But she sold it all off only a couple of years ago, made an absolute mint. So in her last couple of years, at least, she certainly was well and truly cashed up. But, of course, to have her die in this way so relatively suddenly, even though she, of course, was 84, but to think it's so hot on the heels of Carrie's death, it's bizarre and it's surreal, and it means this will be one of those extraordinary Hollywood stories that will be talked about for forevermore.
Certainly an awful time for the Fisher family, isn't it?
Oh, it's hideous. I mean, you think about Carrie's daughter, Billie Lourd, who's lost her mum and her grandma in the space of, you know, a couple of days, and Todd Fisher, who's lost his sister and his mother in the space of 36 hours. It's impossible to think. And, you know, will they have a double funeral? I mean, it almost would seem appropriate. And to be honest with you, Chrissy, I don't know how Debbie was ever going to cope without having Carrie around. Although they had a sort of I wouldn't like to say love-hate, because I don't think they ever hated each other, but it was certainly a feisty relationship that they had. It's certainly in the last couple of years, Debbie's health has gone downhill, and she's relied even more on Carrie, and Carrie's been her rock. So how she was ever going to cope without Carrie, I don't know. So, you know, I hope my words aren't coming out in a sort of mean way, but it's almost right and proper that you know, Debbie's not around to have to endure that. And, of course, from a Perth point of view, she visited Perth. Well, she visited Australia many times, but she certainly visited Perth many times as well. And most recently, I guess it's going back about 7 or 8 years ago now, when she came to do the Broadway musical Irene at His Majesty's Theatre. And that was a great gimmick, because she played the lead role on Broadway many, many years ago. And in fact, Carrie was in the cast of that as a young girl. And then to come back and to do that revival in Perth and play the mother role, which of course was less demanding, but it was still a real showstopper role, was a great thing. And I'm sure there are many listeners on 6PR today who went along to see that, and they may want to share those memories.
No, well, Peter, we'll catch up with you, I'm sure, in the next couple of days and talk more about this. But that has given us a good food for thought. And one of the team has just managed to pull up an interview that Debbie Reynolds did with Steve Mills and Tony Mack when she was, in fact, here in 2008. So we're going to play that, and we'll say goodbye to you, and we'll catch up with you in the not-too-distant future, probably the new year.
Good on you, Chrissy. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Peter Ford, our entertainment guru. And let's have a listen to that interview that Debbie did do with Steve and Tony here when she was in Perth in 2008.
And I tell you what, Millsy, we are delighted she is back with us. We promised that she would have her in the studio, the wonderful, the engaging, the legendary, the wonderful Ms. Debbie Reynolds.
Well, that's fabulous. I love those kind of introductions. The legendary. Well, at least I'm still here.
You are, indeed. It only seems like yesterday.
It does seem like, doesn't it?
And it's
it was 2 years ago that
really?
I was here, and I can't believe it.
Well,
and the weather's even better. It's so wonderful.
You know what's really exciting, Macca, is that she hasn't even met the cast, and she still wanted to come and talk to us to talk about Irene, which is on at Her Majesty's Theatre, or His Majesty's Theatre.
Yes, I haven't met anybody yet, and I'm anxious because we're going to start rehearsal. And this is such fun to do a play here in Perth.
Well, it's going to be great. It's on the 25th of January to the 2nd of February. But what's exciting is that all the cast is West Aussies. And you're doing it as the only star that's really coming across. How did it come to be that you were going to be starring in Irene? And tell us the story about how it came to be.
Well, I was just sitting with friends and Peter and our producers. We were just sitting around. This was 2 years ago. And he said, why don't you do a play here in Perth? And I think we were in Sydney at the time. And I said, well, I'm going to come all this way, you know, to Australia to do a play. Why wouldn't I do a play in the States? Well, I didn't want to do a show 2 years long. And in the United States, they make you do a play 2 years and 8 shows a week. And here he had this whole idea of doing Irene. I'm just here for a week. Catch me while you can. Because you see, Irene is only going to be on stage 1 whole week and at His Majesty's Theatre.
You did the deal, though. You said, look, find someone who's capable of playing Irene, because you played Irene on Broadway, can I say, how many years ago?
Yes, I think it's 28 or 32. And am I glad I'm still here. And I played Irene, a little bit of salt and sweetness. It's a very cute part, young, great dancing. And I did that with Patsy Kelly, who was the lady who played my mother in the play in New York in 1972 is when I did it, 1972.
So now you're going to play Irene's mother. And we've found a local girl who you're going to be delighted in. And she's called Crystal De Grusa, and she starred in one of the productions last year. And I tell you what, she has a voice to die for. You'll love her this production of Irene at His Majesty's Theatre from the 25th of January to the 2nd of February. Now, some of the songs, some of the music, can you just sing to us a little bit? A song like You Made Me Love You, I could just sit and listen to.
Well, that's a great song. You know, you made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it.
Oh, give me.
Now, stop that. Sorry. Put your shirt back on.
Sorry. Other way.
Crazy
do
man.
It.
For everybody's sake.
Please.
But Debbie, what do you want to make those eyes at me for?
Oh, what do you want to make those eyes at me for? Because you're cute. They don't mean what they say.
As a sample of some of the music that's in there, you were here a couple of years ago, and Macca and myself remarked what a beautiful person you are, first up. And the fact that your generosity of spirit to come over and help a young cast that are going up, they'll remember that forever and a day. But your energy levels amazed us. The fact that you can sing and can dance. Even my dear old mum, who's in her 80s, she's got a bit of energy. She came home and said, gee, that Debbie Reynolds leaves me for dead. How do you have so much energy?
Well, you love what you do. You have to love what you guys do, I'm sure, you know. And even though you're here in a dark studio, you know, all by yourselves, you know, this is what you enjoy doing. You enjoy announcing and keeping up with the news. And I enjoy singing and dancing and being on the stage and an audience. The audience is what it pulls you, you know, because you can feel the love or you can feel that if they don't like it, it's not good either. But as a rule, I've been very lucky because now this is my 60th year in show business.
Wow.
My stars in heaven.
She started as a two-year-old.
That's right.
Yes, I was two at the time on stage with my nurse.
That's right.
So I love what I do, and I'm enjoying this. We're just going to start rehearsals, and we'll be doing matinees, and I think that's at 2 o'clock. I'm not sure, but it's at His Majesty's Theatre. And then we do the shows at 7:30 at night, and I'm looking forward to it.
What do you like about Perth?
Well, I like it so beautiful here. The weather's wonderful. You know, they said on the airplane it was 103. Well, I don't feel any humidity. I just feel wonderful, warm weather. And I like it.
And it's good to be. You're always welcome here. His Majesty's Theatre from the 25th of January to the 2nd of February. As Debbie said, there's also matinees for people like us, Macca, that find it hard to start one
day. Exactly right. Just before we let Debbie go, we shouldn't not mention Will and Grace, that wonderful TV series being rerun quite a lot on Foxtel, actually.
Oh, that's fun.
You played
it. I got to do about 7 of those shows, and they're so funny, the cast.
And the writing, Deb, it was just beautiful, wasn't it?
It was brilliant. You know, all these little boys that are, you know, gay and homosexual, and they wrote it. They wrote the show. And they've made millions, which is grand. They just built a home in Beverly Hills, which is a $1 billion house. It's wonderful. All those kids are so rich now. They made, at the end of the show, shooting Will and Grace, the cast was making $1 million a week. Oh, my stars. Not me, unfortunately. But I loved being on the show because it was so funny, and you had a lot of good talent, beyond what you would ordinarily have. And I understand that's what we have here.
But I bet people in America would have been reminded of what a wonderful performer you are and have been for many years.
Yes, you in a way, that's right. I hadn't done any television or things, so it was good for me to do TV because a younger audience saw me, because a lot of people, you know, haven't seen Singing in the Rain or the old movies, and I haven't done television, a series. So this was good for me to do, and I'm glad I did it because now I have a different audience.
If I had to nail you on the best song, if you had to have one that was played in memory of you, which one would it be?
Debbie Reynolds. Well, Tammy is...
No risk.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love.
What a voice. You can hear more of that at His Majesty's Theatre from the 25th of January to the 2nd of February. It's a local cast, Debbie Reynolds, an international star of Great Night. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us again with Millsy and Tony Mack. And we look forward to seeing you again when you come back next time.
All right, I'll come back in another show again. We'll be back.